Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. 700 migrants feared drowned trying to cross the Mediterranean. More than 700 migrants are feared to have drowned this week in three separate shipwrecks in the Mediterranean Sea as they tried to reach Europe in smuggling boats, according to the UN Refugee Agency. Around 100 of those migrants came from a smuggler's boat that sank Wednesday, while another 550 are missing from a boat that capsized Thursday on its way from Libya. A third ship on Friday sank with an unknown number of people on board. Islamic State militants pressed their offensive in northern Syria against a major opposition stronghold, clashing with anti-government forces inside the town of Mera near the Turkish border. To the east, a Kurdish-Arab alliance backed by the United States pressed an offensive against fighters north of the IS stronghold city of Raqqa. Analysts say recent Islamic State territorial gains have trapped more than 160,000 Syrian civilians in the Azaz-Mareya region near the closed Turkish border. Iraqi security forces have surrounded Fallujah on four sides ahead of a full-scale offensive, but there are growing concerns over the plight of civilians trapped inside the Islamic State-held city. An Iraqi Special Forces soldier on the front line said IS put bombs in the roads and are using suicide bombers. Fallujah, a Sunni stronghold, has been held by IS longer than any other city in Iraq, and the fighters are believed to be deeply entrenched in the city. As the fighting and airstrikes around the city have intensified, the plight of civilians trapped inside has worsened. From the nation's capital, this is VOA News. The World Health Organization's regional director for Africa says West Africa is better prepared to tackle future outbreaks of Ebola. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
Machidiso Moiti says she knew she had to do whatever was necessary to stop the spread of this fatal disease. She tells VOA Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea have greatly improved their ability to respond to Ebola. She says this is demonstrated by the skillful way they are managing to halt the occasional flare-ups of the disease.
They've been able, when they get an unexpected case in these last few months, to being able to respond, detect it relatively early, follow up the contacts, and contain the spread.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The World Health Organization dismissed calls to cancel or postpone the Summer Olympics in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, because of the Zika virus outbreak. Bruce Alward is WHO's Executive Director of Outbreaks and Health Emergencies.
Based on a very careful risk assessment and all the information we've gathered so far about this disease, these games should go ahead as planned, and we should continue to work to make sure they're as safe as possible.
An open letter signed by 150 health experts from more than two dozen countries said holding games in the current Zika situation would be irresponsible and unethical. The virus is linked to birth defects, including microcephaly, in which babies are born with unusually small heads and brains. Relatives of a Pakistani taxi driver who was killed in last week's U.S. drone strike targeting the leader of the Afghan Taliban have formally lodged a police complaint against unnamed U.S. officials. The deceased driver, Mohammed Azam, was transporting Taliban chief Mullah Mansur when missiles fired by a drone struck their car in Pakistan's southwestern Baluchistan province, killing both of them. Iran's state media said today that Iranians will not be able to make their Hajj pilgrimage this year because Iran cannot reach an agreement with Saudi Arabia. According to IRNA, Minister of Culture and Islamic Guidance Ali Janati said the decision was made following Riyadh's behavior with an Iranian delegation that had traveled to Saudi Arabia to negotiate terms for this year's Hajj. Ties between Iran and Saudi Arabia have unraveled after more than 400 Iranians were killed in a crush at last year's Hajj. Relations are also tense because Saudi Arabia broke diplomatic ties with Iran after Iranian demonstrators stormed the Saudi embassy in Tehran after Riyadh executed a Shiite cleric. The Rolling Thunder caravan of motorcycles rolls into the U.S. capital city today. The annual event, first organized in 1988, is billed as a tribute to prisoners of war and Americans missing in action. Ray Manzo is credited with helping organize the event. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.